All right. Lines are open. Appreciate any comments or questions you might have. This show is dedicated to those people that needed more information on the plates. And if you recorded it, congratulations. Wanted more information on the plates because we've gotten so many calls and questions and excitement over it. So there you go. Roberta is first, and she's a member, born today, of course, D-Day, Sag Rising. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, how are you? I enjoyed that topic. That was really good.
Oh, really?
I now understand a little bit more. Now I've got to go over the recording because there was so much in it. I understand a little bit more about the plates.
Do you have one?
No, I just sent away for my solar return, and I thought to myself at that time, I should ask for a plate, and I thought, no, I'm not sure. Now I will. So it's just another stamp.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm from Missouri, and I'll tell you, Roberta, it took me a long time to embrace astrology. I was stubborn. I was always into metaphysics since I was two, but I never could swallow astrology for like 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went through my trauma and such, and I learned about it, I finally proved it. You know, it took me a year to make sure that these plates were right, because I didn't want to offer something unless I felt darn secure that this was right for my listeners. Because, you know, some people look at you and they go, come on, Farley, a purple piece, it's a piece of aluminum. Are you nuts? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I proved it works, and now I've got people all over the city excited as heck about it. So it's really exciting, you know? So I got to share what I discovered. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I just thought I'd ask for a general scan because it is my birthday. What does it look like?
What's the rising on the solar return?
Sagittarius. I'm on the cusp.
A really major concern here is your money situation and being careful with not blowing all your money this year.
Uh-huh.
This is a budget year because of the Jupiter opposed Neptune. Neptune in Capricorn in your solar chart and Jupiter in actually Cancer. What time is the solar return? Do you know?
Oh, dear. I haven't gotten it in the mail yet, so
I don't
have it. I'm waiting.
Well, just remember that this year is kind of like a year where you want to be a little cautious as far as what you hear and what you believe from other people.
Okay.
You could be extremely disappointed this year unless you take control of your own life and you make your own choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your life in the hands of other people to manage or control, then you could be taken. So I want you to be careful. Because the Jupiter opposed Neptune is the most spiritual aspect you could have for transition this year. And sometimes that growth comes from being hurt because of massive disappointment. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We got Lisa on line 3, a former member, Sagittarius Rising. Is that right, Lisa?
Hi there.
Hiya.
How are ya?
I'm flying.
Great. Hey, I thank you for talking about those purple plates. When I was working at L.A. and Orange County Resources, they were sent in, and they were quite amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the plates were sent in from us?
No. This is about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
They analyzed these plates.
Well, I don't know if it was RB, but somebody, I would assume it was.
Okay.
And purple plates did come into the office, and we checked them out, and it was neat.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you have one?
Did I? I don't have one.
So you want one.
But my friend Ann Thompson, I think she ordered some.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely need to get one.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine went to bed last night with two of them next to the desk.
I'll tell
you. And two of them was too much because she had a lot of problems. I said, take one over and put it about 20 feet away. You know, like these puppies are powerful.
Oh, I would definitely want to sleep on one.
Yeah, well,
my dreams are just amazing.
I can't sleep without them because my life is so good. My health is so perfect. And my attitude and my consciousness, it helps us overcome these tough transits when you feel more spiritual, you know, when you feel more power.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like you really give a lot to people, and that comes back.
Well, I love everybody, you know. I'm trying
that comes through.
I want to help the planet. Let's plant some seeds. I'm Johnny Appleseed here.
Hey,
you know?
That's great.
What's your question?
Well, I have so many, but I would like a general scan. I just had an opportunity, John Vasconcelos, who is Don Vasco de Santa Clara. He's been chairman of the Ways and Means Committee up in Sacramento for 10 years, and he's been in the legislature for 25 years, and he's like somebody on our side who understands the rhythms of the universe and really free-minded but has learned to work within the system. He just asked me to come up and work with him. And I live with a Taurus right now, and I recognize he's another Taurus, and I'm just kind of wondering if you've got any info on that.
All Aries risings are given incredible opportunity to embrace the spirit in career right now. So I'm not surprised. You know, this could be a major destiny fork for your soul's purpose. You know, it might be difficult to not be with the mate as close as you are now, but, you know, along the soul's path, we are often always offered at least once to have that opportunity to work for the spirit, and I think this is it. This is a way for you to help the masses, so well, I wish you your best. You know, I got a whole lot of people on the line, Lisa, and I'm running short of time, so I have to run.
Thank you.
If you want a further consultation, you can always hire me off the air or something.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye. I want to try to keep it to about 2 minutes a call to be fair to everybody so we can talk to everybody here. Gabriel on line 4 is January 27th, 1958. Yo, Gabe.
Hey, how you doing, Farley?
Hey, how you doing, guy? I know an archangel named Gabriel.
Yep, that's me.
All right.
Hey, I just want to tell you these purple plates, they're real, and the people who are listening out there, if you don't have one, you should get one, because I've experienced the difference. I gave one to my daughter. The first day she had it in the living room, she got up because she saw a light bar. And she said, it came from over there. And she went and looked. And her mother says, you guys are scaring me. I said, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's all positive love. But she's been having some real vivid dreams. I've been sleeping better. My back quit hurting me at night.
Yeah.
And I am more restful. And my karmic perspective has come into...
Can you believe how the higher self... It just diagrams exactly what the reasoning is behind this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Find out what the meaning of life is.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. You know, how many did you get and which size did you get?
I have 4 of the 3x5s, and I have a super purple under my mattress.
Wow. So you're like me. You're obsessed with this.
Yeah, I got my celestite, which is above my crown chakra at night.
Yeah.
And my rose quartz, so...
Gabriel, you know, no one loves you more than I do.
Well, I love you too, Farley.
I don't care how much people tell you they love you. No one loves you as much as I do, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're brothers.
All right.
I'll talk to you, dude.
All right, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's really nice. Anthony, are you ready? Anthony, you're on the air.
All right, Farley, how you doing?
Pisces, Sag, Rising guy. I'm flying today.
All right.
What's up?
I know your time's short, so the question I got for you is my girlfriend and I are both pretty new members to this.
Okay.
And we're always...
How's life? Is it fun?
Life is great.
So the show's helped a little bit?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
All right.
Matter of fact, I listen to you as much as I can. I'm at work a lot, but as much as I can listen to you, I do. The question I got for you is my girlfriend and I are always arguing about our compatibility. And like I said, we're both new members. So if I can, I'd like you to pull our charts up and give us your opinion.
Hey, listen, Anthony, I could see you arguing with a lot of women. I don't care who your girlfriend is. There's likely to be a difference of opinion there because you, even though you have a grand trine on your Venus in Aries, you have a Uranus square it. A Uranus in Cancer is square your Venus, and Neptune in Libra is T square it. So it's like good times, bad times. Remember that song by Led Zeppelin?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got it. There's a lot of anger there from past lives. When you actually were a woman just like her. And the women that you fall in love with are kind of like battlers. You know, they're kind of like people that occasionally need to rock the boat, sometimes for no reason. And what you need to do is you need to both mellow out and lighten up and stay spiritual and cut the fighting. It's unnecessary to argue about compatibility when you just embrace it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think you guys are being too trivial. Now, when's her birthday?
Her's 7/26/52.
Okay. Big problem here is that she has these cardinal planets, July 26, 1952. First of all, she's a Leo, right? And they try to always get their way anyway.
Yeah.
And second of all, she has this cardinal energy in her life. You know, 1952 people typically, I find, don't know how to be mellow in relationships. They usually need some way, somehow, to take little things and try to make big things out of them. So you pick someone that knows how to rock the boat. You know what I mean? And her chart is lit up with stress. Unfortunately, what happens is that stress dumps out on you and on the relationship. What she should really be doing is taking that stress outside of the relationship and doing it someplace else, like possibly in therapy, something like that. Does that help you any, guy?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
That's good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1952, a famous year when Saturn and Neptune were conjunct and square Uranus. And those people, they just sometimes they don't know how to mellow out and lighten up. That's why when they're involved in relationships, oftentimes they are rocky. Let's go to Denise on line 6, who is a Cancer. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Farley.
What's happening?
Oh, hi, I love your show, and this is the first time I've called in. I'm striving to be a new member.
Your plate, too?
Oh, yeah. Especially after today's show, definitely.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, in your topic today, you were mentioning about people and disease and how we cause our own diseases.
Exactly.
I was diagnosed 17 years ago, given 6 months to live, as being terminal cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Malignant melanoma.
Okay.
And I did a lot of soul searching and thinking. I really wasn't into astrology. I'm still getting into that. But metaphysically and so on and so forth, my father said something to me that I think I want to share with you and your listeners, which was, you don't have to accept this. You're here. You were given life. You demand to be cured. You don't have to pray for somebody to save you. And I kind of took that and ran with it. And here I am.
Did you have surgery on the melanoma?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and after the surgery, even though they told you that some of the cells had spread throughout your body, you didn't want to accept that, so you demanded to be healed, and you were healed through a miracle.
I don't want to call it a miracle. I think I demanded to be healed, and it did a lot. I had to do a lot of soul searching. I had to accept the fact that, yes, I indeed did cause the cancer myself, and I indeed could work towards getting rid of it. But the simple fact of demanding a cure put me in a positive frame of mind to be able to say, hey, I don't have to take this as a death sentence. I don't have to accept this.
You know how much I love you? Are you aware of how much? Next to Gabriel, you're right up there. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you make me high with your comments. You know, a lot of people call me up and, you know, I can be drained, even though I prefer not to allow it. But these type of calls, you know, I'm kind of like lifted off the seat here a little bit. I'm floating.
I'm glad. I heard your topic and I had to share it. I've listened to you as much as I can. It's kind of hard, but I do enjoy the show very, very much, and I will be subscribing.
Bless you for your selfless addition, hon.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
You've come far, pilgrim.
I'm trying.
Did you see that movie with Robert Redford that was called Jeremiah Johnson?
Yes, I did.
Remember when at the end of the movie when he met up with Will Guerin, and he sees him up there and he says, you know what? He goes, Jeremiah, you've come far, pilgrim. He says, what's on the spit? You know. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, thank you, Farley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think Robert Redford's response was, grown particular? Okay, let's go over here to Joy on line 7 has a question about her Gemini son. Hello, Joy.
Hi, Farley. How you doing today?
I'm purpled out completely. My life is not now purple, and I love it.
That's great. I'm calling regarding Michael. He's a Sag rising, and he had said something. He would have enjoyed your show yesterday because he said something to me last week that was really great. He said,
Now he's ten. He just turned 10,
he
right?
He just turned 10. He's a vegetarian. He's been a vegetarian since birth. I couldn't get him to eat meat, and he still does not eat meat or fish or any of it. But he said to me last week, he says, you know, Mom, he says, I want to believe people live many lifetimes. He says, because then in a million years, everybody would know everybody, and we could have world peace.
Whoa.
And I wanted to share that.
Once again, he said, would you please repeat that?
He said, I want to believe people live many lifetimes, because then maybe in a million years, everybody would know everybody, and we could have world peace.
You know how psychic I am, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what I get from this kid? What's his name?
Michael.
I'm not going to give your last name over the air.
No.
But we're talking, you know, apostle level consciousness in this child. I'm not saying he was one of the 12 apostles, but if he wasn't, he might have been one of their best friends or darn near, because we're talking extremely evolved being with a statement like that out of a 10-year-old's mouth.
Yeah,
all I knew how to do was blow up tanks and light my train set on fire at 10,
well,
you know.
Charlie, he's very normal in other regards.
Oh, right.
He does acting. He's concerned about his career.
Mm-hmm.
He plays baseball and soccer. And he did need to express his violence from previous lifetimes with his war toys mm-hmm. when he was younger.
Yeah.
But
I get James, you know, out of this kid here as a spirit name. So check your Bible and see what that means. But I don't know. I would like to meet him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. What a trippy little boy there. That's pretty interesting. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, 93.5 FM KFOX in Redondo Beach here, weekdays at 12 noon. Today's topic was an advanced discussion on the positive energy plates that everyone is so excited about, the purple plates. And frankly, this is a member subscription-supported show. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you're darn right. We, all of our subscribers, expect you to subscribe, and it's a wonderful way to tithe to the universe and you will get tremendous benefits in return by supporting the show. Trust me on that. And know that you are keeping us on the air with your support. You better believe it. So let's go to calls. Lori's a Scorpio. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how you doing, Carly?
I'm feeling so much better this last few weeks. I'll tell you, I feel like I've just been born again, I'll tell you.
That's great. You know, I'm an ex-subscriber, and I'm looking for my rising sign. I've got my chart in front of me here, and I'm wondering, where do I find that?
Far left edge of the wheel where the 9 would be on the clock face. There should be 2 numbers, 2 letters, and 2 numbers right in the circle there.
Far left. Now, this is from about 5 years ago. Would it be the same?
Yeah, it would be the same. Far left edge. We're almost out of time, so please
okay.
Hurry. It would be right on the left edge there. There's a circle, and at the left edge of the circle where the 9 would be on the clock, mine says 20LI16. Well, maybe you better call Karis.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, you hold on, Lori. When you find it, I'll come back on or off the air. Let's go to Billy, a Scorpio, Leo rising. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
What can we do for you, hon?
Oh, I just wanted to call and tell you about my purple plane.
Okay, what happened?
Well, when I first got it, I was sleeping out and I couldn't sleep. So then I moved it and my husband started having dreams.
Okay.
And then I moved it to the room because I thought, you know, this would keep me awake and then my dog wouldn't go to sleep. But I got another plate because I ordered the packet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And after I got the plate, I really started feeling good. I had been sick since last November.
Yeah.
Just getting everything. And I've just been really feeling good since Sunday.
Wow.
So I have to say, I don't know. So anyway, I just kind of feel it is.
Well, it's helping impel your own God consciousness to improve your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Southern California, I'm going to have to talk to Rhonda and Lori off the air. I'm Farley Malaris, and you've been listening to a special edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, an advanced metaphysical topic on God consciousness and using the positive energy plates, a total description. I hope you recorded today's show. To find out how to order a plate, we'll see you all real soon, weekdays on 93.5 FM, KFOX at 12 noon. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day, and be nice to yourself. You might feel better. Bye, everybody.